Let us pray. Thank you, everlasting Father, this opportunity again to speak your word. Speak to us in the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to believe your word. Give us grace to do your word. At the end, may we make it into your kingdom at the finishing point of our race. Give life and light to our hearts through your word now. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Listeners, shall we read the word of God now? 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 1. Now Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. Then he brought her to the city of David until he had finished building his own house, and the house of the Lord, and the wall all around Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the people sacrificed at the high places, because there was no house built for the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in all the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the highest places. Verse 4. Now, the king Solomon went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For there was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and said to him, "Ask, what shall I give you?" Listener, follow me again as we read First Kings chapter 11, because the topic we are going to handle has to do with comparison. First Kings chapter 11. Listen to this place as we read the other one. It said, verse 4 says, "For it was so when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not follow him fully, as did his father David. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of the Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And Solomon did likewise for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. So the Lord became angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he did not keep what the Lord had commanded him. Therefore the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this, and have not kept my covenant and my statute which I commanded you, I will surely tear down the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant." The topic the Lord has given to us to discuss, and the message is your finishing versus your beginning. Your finishing versus your beginning. That's why we had to read the two places to look at this man. I'm going to look at the life of three people in this message. The first person, we are looking at his life, how he started and how he finished, is King Solomon. The second person we're going to look at his life in this same message now is another king who did marvelously well at his beginning but finished disastrously. His name is King Uzziah. Then we are going to look, we are not only going to look only at people who failed, who finished badly. We are going to take one man from the New Testament, the Apostle Paul. You will see how he started and you will see how he finished. Therefore, I want to plead with you to keep on asking this current and recurrent question always. As a Christian, as a believer, as a preacher, as a miracle worker, whatever you have now as your gift, a prophet, a visioner, a bishop, archbishop, whatever you have, deliverance minister, chorister, gospel artist, the question should always be, how am I going to finish? That should be a current. I want to tell you again. Note it carefully. How you started is important, but not very, very relevant. What you are doing now and the level that God has taken you now is not the determinant. What should be our concern every morning, every day, is how am I going to finish in this race? Don't be deceived by the stage and level you are now. People have maintained that stage like you, but they finished without God. They finished where heaven regretted them. They finished without God celebrating their finishing. There was joy in the camp of the enemy at their finishing. May it not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy will not celebrate at your finishing. So the message is very important. I want to remark here again. Your finishing is more important than your beginning. I say it again. I have read books. I have looked at people who were great, mighty men and women of God. They were pulling stadium crowd in their outreaches and crusades and conferences. The blind we are seeing in their programs. The lame we are walking. The sick we are healed. All kinds of miracles that thrilled their generation. But do you know, basically, so many of them ended terribly. So many of them ended disastrously. So many of them ended unsung, uncelebrated, unwelcomed in the kingdom of God. So as you listen to this message, the Lord has given it to us to sound as an X-ray. Forget what you are now. Forget the exploit that God is using you to do now. Let it not get into your head. How are you going to finish this race? How are you going to finish? I have watched athletes. When they start maybe 100 meters, they take off. You look at them, this man or this lady that sprinted off immediately. Everybody's clapping, but at the finishing point, what happens? Some of them have engaged in marathon race. In the last, second lap, third lap, second to the last lap, they are leading. But do you know that some of them fell by the wayside? Some of them were disqualified just at the finishing line. Some of them who started first ended last. What matters, they won't go to the umpires and the referees and say, do you know when this race started, I was leading them. We know at the fifth lap, I was still the first. That was irrelevant. All the applause, all the gingering and hailing he got when he was leading or she was leading the race was unnecessary until the finishing line. Preacher, believer, man of God, woman of God, miracle worker, how are you going to finish this race? That's my question that worries me. How am I going to finish? At the bosom of the master? Or can I be among those that the master will look and say, my friend, get away from me. At the finishing line, you were doing miracles, yet I didn't know you even there. Because of the way I live. So let's go back to where we read. Remember, this message is your finishing versus your beginning. We read about a man called King Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 3, the Bible carefully outlined how Solomon started. I want to read it again because we are going to look at how he started, the way he was growing, the exploits that God used him to do, and because of the sin of presumption, because of carelessness and spiritual complacency, which is the greatest enemy of finishing well, Solomon fell by the wayside. Look at that place again. He said, and Solomon loved the Lord. That was at the beginning. Immediately he was made king. He said, Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon was walking in the statutes of his father David. David, his father, instructed him how to follow God, how to obey God, how to do the work of God, how to lead the people of God, so that God can be happy with him. The Bible recorded, Solomon carefully started, began by following all the statutes the father gave to him. This Solomon, at his beginning, because there wasn't any temple built at that point, he had to go a very long distance from Jerusalem to Gibeon to sacrifice to God. In one day, he will present 1,000 offerings because of the love he had for God. You know the meaning of that 1,000 burnt offerings? Every offering Solomon had to make, or in Israel, it must be with a live animal, depending on your ability. So, assuming Solomon as a king, as a president, you can't expect him to sacrifice with a cow or a cock or a chicken. It must be either bull or cow or something big. But let's put it on a conservative level that he sacrificed with a cow. So, by 1,000 burnt offerings, in one day, this man, because of his loyalty and love for God, gave 1,000 cows. In one day as burnt offering. I am recounting this thing so that you know what this man did at his beginning. So that when we get back to his finishing, you have to be cautious. I carefully remember a book where they said, a proverb there. It said, when the frog in the front falls into a ditch, others behind should take caution. The essence of this message is for you, brother, sister, listener, preacher, man of God, woman of God, to look at your life that you are standing on a very solid spiritual pedestal today doesn't guarantee you finishing wonderfully well, except you're careful. Apart from going to Gibeon to sacrifice, it was this Solomon who built a temple that is described as architectural masterpiece in Jerusalem. It was this Solomon that gave the furnishing to this temple that nobody has been able to furnish till today. He furnished it with gold even to the foundation level because of the loyalty he had to God. It was this Solomon at the dedication of that temple prayed a prayer that after that prayer, the Bible, the word of God say that the glory of God descended to the point that even the priest could not minister because of the glory of God that came down when Solomon prayed. At the beginning, he was following God wholeheartedly. Solomon will always make sure that things of God come first. This man was celebrated as somebody who feared God. And because of that, God gave Solomon unprecedented prosperity because he was following God. He was obeying God. He was loyal to God. Remember our topic, your finishing versus your beginning. Look at his beginning. Very wonderful. Because of this loyal heart Solomon had unto God, the Bible also recorded that God gave him wisdom above every other human being that lived in that generation. And that wisdom prompted Solomon to speak single-handedly 3,000 proverbs without copying from anybody. 3,000 proverbs. This is a man that was working with the Spirit of God. It was because of the Spirit of God upon Solomon that the Bible also recorded that Solomon wrote 1,005 songs without copying from anywhere. 3,000 proverbs, 1,005 songs, extremely rich, great in the sight of men and sight of God, built temple for God, was sacrificing, was traveling to distances in order to sacrifice to God. Wonderful beginning. His kingdom was established. When Solomon now became great. Listener, are you there? When Solomon became great. When Solomon thought he had arrived. The table suddenly overturned at his finishing point. Look at how Solomon finished. Brother, how are you going to finish? What we read in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 says, and Solomon loved the Lord with all his heart. But at the finishing point, look at what the Bible says. In 1 Kings chapter 11, he said, but Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. Finishing versus beginning. At the beginning, the Bible said, Solomon loved the Lord with all his heart. He saw that everything he had, in one of the prayers he prayed in our church, we pray that prayer always. He will always say, all things come from you and of your own do we give you. He relinquished all his belongings to God at the beginning because of the love of God in his heart. Solomon followed God until the Bible said, when he became great. That is the record the Bible said. When he became great, when he became old, which means at the finishing line. He says, and to us, so, when Solomon became old and great, that his wives turned his heart after other gods. Does it pain you? Does it concern you? Does it give you reason to be careful? Once you start taking the things of God for granted, maybe as a preacher, God have used you to work miracles. Everywhere in the country and outside the country, you are being invited to minister. Miracles, signs and wonders, deliverances are coming. I want to tell you, that is when danger is lurking. They told us in geography, And in study of climatology, they say the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. That is only true in that field of study. In spiritual business, in the ministry, in the calling of God, in the Christian race, brethren, the higher you go, the more dangerous it becomes. The higher you go, the more tendency you have to take so many things for granted. Because I know some of us, when we started as young believers, we cannot joke with our quiet time with God. We must get up very early and start the day with God, getting our Bible, getting our writing materials to know what the Word of God will tell us that day. We will write it down. It will guide us throughout the life we live that day. Today, because we have grown, we have matured. What are we doing? Because what we call maturity today is beginning to tolerate what you rejected at the onset. That is what we call Christian maturity. What God wants you to run away from when you were beginning this race. Once you mature by your own explanation of maturity, you begin to allow them. When you repented, God said, this kind of dressing, don't get involved in it. This kind of business, don't get involved in it. That was when you began. But today, because they are calling you senior man of God, evangelist, prophet, demon destroyer, whatever name they are giving us to distract us. Whatever name they are giving us have entered into our heads. Today you can call a man of God, because the gift of God is without repentance. A man of God can come to a program and sleep all through the 4 or 5 days without even taking time to pray, because he has the gift of God. Once he stands on the stage, miracles will happen. But inside, he is very hollow, very shallow, very empty, very shallow rooted. How are you going to finish? Chapter 3 says of 1 Kings, Solomon loved the Lord with all his heart. Chapter 11 said when he grew old, Solomon's heart was turned away from God. Why? Presumption. I have arrived. I am now popular. I have made it. It is not only to ordinary believers, even gospel artists, people who sing. When they were coming up as artists, they were singing to the glory of God. Then when they started inviting them to big crusades, big gatherings, the singing changed, the dressing changed, the music pattern changed, because you are now great. Finishing versus beginning. How are you finishing now? Yes, the money is flowing in. That is not the issue. When Solomon deviated from God, because the prosperity had been there, he was still prosperous. He was still great. He was still King Solomon. The people were respecting him, but heaven was regretting him. How are you going to finish your race? In that office, when you were a junior worker, you were so punctual to work. But today you have been a permanent secretary, you are a commissioner, you are this, your status has risen in the office, in the civil or public service. When do you go to work today? Finishing versus beginning. You write your time book. You arrive that time, you can never tell lie. If you come to work by 10 a.m., you write 10 a.m. Say, well, when they call me, I will explain what happened that day. Today, because you are about to finish terribly, you come to work 10 a.m., you write 7:45. Finishing strong. And you're finishing versus your beginning. How are you going to finish? What are you taking for granted today? You hated bribery when you started. Today you have given it a new name, PR. It is no more bribery, it is PR. Because you are trying to finish disastrously. Today, look at your heart. The same hand that pains my heart. The same hand with which Solomon built the temple of God the celebrated temple of Jerusalem, the same hand were the hands that Solomon used to build houses for idols for the wives. The same hands. That's how he finished. That's how he finished. The messages we are called to preach when we started newly as preachers, they are our core messages today. The things you hated with utmost hatred, they are the things you are running after today. Solomon died an idol worshiper. Are you aware? Does it touch you? Solomon died a heathen. There was joy in the camp of the enemy at the finishing line of Solomon. Heaven was mourning. Heaven was regretting it. Are you sure heaven will not regret when you will finish? The essence of this message is for you to readjust your life. Go back to that point where God met you. That God is using you to do exploits has never secured you a sure ticket into the kingdom of heaven. It is a matter of everyday screening. Draw me nearer, nearer to you, O God. Every day, draw me nearer. Draw me closer. That should be the cry of our hearts. That should be the cry of your heart and my heart. Father, draw me closer to you. I don't want to miss heaven. The world is coming nearer every day. The world is pushing us every day. How are we strong in him? How are we going to finish? Look at Solomon. Started with God. Did a lot of great things for God. Built temple for God. Built houses for God. Gave great offerings for God. Became millionaire, billionaire. Built temple with gold. But build shrine and idols at the finishing line. Does it touch you? Have you not built some idols you rejected at the onset of your Christianity? The things you cried against before. The things that you will do and you get into your house, you fast and pray and say, God, forgive me. I have failed. They are the things you boldly do today. Because you are not sure. You are not careful. That your finishing is more important than your beginning. Your finishing is more relevant than what you are doing now. Do you cry to God every day and say, God, cause me to finish in you. I want to die in Christ. I want to secure a place in the kingdom of God. How are you going to finish? Let me show you this other man. Because this message, the Lord said, give it to my people, to my children, to my church. Many who started with me have deviated from following me. They are now abandoning my own agenda. They are pursuing their own agenda. Especially those who I have blessed to bring up, both in the ministry and the things they are doing in the secular world. They are now working against their spirituality. They are now working against their spirituality. Let us look at another man called Uzziah. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. I want to read that place and I will plead with you. We are talking about your finishing versus your beginning. Very, very important. This man is another man that whenever I read it, I say, God, help me. Help me. Growing in ministry, growing in life is good but very dangerous and challenging. It is easier to manage beginning than to manage achievement at the end. Let us look at 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Verse 1 says, now, all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father, Amaziah. Uzziah built a lot and restored it to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. Look at that territory, that kingdom. I read it again. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoleah of Jerusalem. And Uzziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Beginning. Remember, at the beginning. Look at the record about Uzziah. And Uzziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah the priest, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Did you read that? Uzziah did what was right. At the beginning, 16 years, God showed him favor. But you know one thing about human beings is that we don't learn from other people's mistakes. If you read about this man, Uzziah, his father was Amaziah, whom he succeeded. Amaziah started with God, was worshiping God, was serving God. When he deviated, God dealt with Amaziah and took him away, killed him, threw some troops, and they took Uzziah the son at the tender age of 16. I think apart from Josiah, this was the youngest king at the age of inception and ascending the throne. It was only Josiah, who was 8 years. But apart from that, Uzziah was the man that was youngest after Josiah to be a king in Israel. And what took him there? Even the Josiah I mentioned, what took Josiah there was righteousness. What took Uzziah to be a king at the age of 16 was fear of God in him. Righteousness of God in him. Loyal heart to God in him. So God didn't want to follow protocol until he's 30, until he's this. He picked him at a tender age of 16 and made him king. And Bible carefully, the authentic, infallible word of God said, and this man did what was right in the sight of God. He did many exploits. He did many great things. He did many wonderful things. Let me show you how Uzziah finished. And we take the last man in a few minutes and we pray. Look at how he finished. Verse 16 of the same 2 Chronicles 26. Look at verse 16. How are you going to finish? That's the question. What are you doing now? Let not the current achievement you are making enter into your head, blur your spiritual vision. Anybody can fall at any time. Anybody can backslide. Anybody can mess up. There is nothing like secured spiritual position. Once you are walking with God, you have to be careful. Verse 16, he said, and he started with this word, but. He said, but when Uzziah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. This is how he ended. For he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering into the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar, which was not meant for him to be done. Now, what happened? He said, as he was doing it in verse 20, Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous because he offended God by entering into the holy place to make offering, sacrifice. So they thrust him out that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper. for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham his son took over as king. You see how Uzziah ended? He started with God. He ended an ostracized man, a rejected man, an isolated man, an eyesore both to God and to man. Because of what achievement? A lot of great things were achieved by Uzziah, but carelessness destroyed him. Your finishing versus your beginning. How are you going to finish? Finally, let us look at a man that finished well, and we will pray. A few minutes time, I want to take you to Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, and I will show you how this man started, and I will conclude. Be sure that you are close to God every day, because there is danger. So many great men and women are falling away from the faith. Look at Acts of the Apostles chapter 9. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them to bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. And he said, Lord, what do you like me to do for you? That's how this man started. He started as a terrible man, a persecutor of the church, a destroyer of life. But when he met Jesus, God transformed him. After the transformation, God used this man, I say it, without fear of contradiction, beyond the imagination of any man of God, before him, in his days, and currently. This man, Paul, he started in a humble, simple note. He started as a persecutor of the church. When God touched him, his life changed. But I want to ask you, how did Paul end? Upon his signs and wonders, his teachings, the churches he established, his missionary exploits, his power gotten from God, how did he end? The respect accorded to him. He was the general overseer of all the churches in that generation. But look at how he finished, and that is where we are going to pray. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Look at how this man finished, unlike Solomon, unlike Uzziah, unlike Samson. Look at how Paul finished. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 says, look at him. He said, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This is how this man ended. I have fought the good fight. He was sure. I have kept the faith. Upon all that I passed through, upon all the persecution, the threat, the torture, I have kept the faith. Brother, sister, will you say at your departure, at any time, that you have kept the faith? Will you finish as a child of God who will be ushered by the angels into the kingdom, into your own mansion? Or will your Christianity at the appearing of the Master be in the past tense? How will you finish? How will you finish? What are you doing now? Your achievement have entered into your head and is blowing it up. And because of that, so many things have been tolerated which you rejected before. You are now beginning to philosophize about so many spiritual things. You are beginning to tell them how you should appear because of your status now. You are beginning to know the kind of message you will preach because of your authority now. How are you going to finish Solomon when he became great? He began to fall. When Uzziah became great, he began to fall. When Samson was greatly anointed and he was doing exploits, he began to fall because of carelessness, because of presumption, because of spiritual complacency. Are you sure you are not beginning to fall? How is your prayer life? How is your personal Bible study life? When did you preach the gospel when you are traveling? When did you share tracts again? When did you make restitution last? When did you renounce sin in the office? When did you write time correctly when you arrive in the office? The money you are given to handle, when did you handle it well? As a believer, as a Christian, how is your business? What kind of goods do you sell? What kind of goods do you import? What processes do you use to get your visa? How are you going to finish? Brethren, this is a serious matter. Think about your finishing versus your beginning. Your finishing is more important than your beginning and what you are doing now. Shall we bow our heads as we talk to our Father in prayer? Lord, it is your will according to your word to give us the kingdom. So many of us, when we grow in this ministry, in this race, we are beginning to fall without knowing it. But Father, please restore us. Restore to us the joy of our salvation. Recreate in us the consciousness of your coming. May we never allow what you are using us to do at any level, at church level or ministerial level, to enter into our head. May we learn from the mistake of our predecessors so that we don't backslide. May we never become complacent in Zion because of the level we are. Lord, as we grow, give us grace to draw closer to you. Draw us nearer to you. Restore to us the joy of salvation. Do not take away your Holy Spirit from us. Father, visit us again. Help us to know that anybody can fall at any time, so that we can be careful how we lead our lives. Have your way in our lives, in your church, so that we can finish being celebrated in your kingdom instead of being rejected. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you.